Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. Of course, you're welcome to call in, join the discussion, talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And some guy is muted.
Conan.
Oh, Conan.
I always hit all three at once. I don't know what happened that caused me to miss one of them, but
it's probably because during the first two segments when you weren't here, I also didn't unmute Conan at some point.
This is becoming problematic.
We want to treat...
Are you guys censoring me?
Us first chair people want to make sure that you second chair people are treated the same way by each of the first chair people.
I get you.
I don't know what that
I always means. Unmute all three, even if there's no one sitting there, just out of force of habit.
Well, you can't blame the cold weather anymore and that your fingers are numb because, it's warming up, isn't it? It's very, very comfortable out there.
It is very comfortable. I am looking forward to going home tonight, lighting a fire, and sitting on my back porch drinking a lot of wine.
There you go.
I will probably skip the fire, to be honest, because that sounds like a lot of work, and I have a bunch of other stuff I need to do. And did they put enough tape on this webcam?
Well, I know they
didn't. It's not going to fall out, so I'll tell you what.
If you haven't been able to open it in, 3 minutes, then no, they didn't put enough on.
At least it's cardboard and tape and not one of these plastic contraptions that you end up doing more damage to yourself when you're trying to cut the things
just
open.
Be careful with the samurai letter opener, man.
It's the excessively dull one that I could never injure myself with. I mean, if you poked someone hard enough, it might penetrate them.
All right.
But, I mean, you could also just stab someone with a fork if you wanted to go that far. But anyway, it's been on my agenda for, the last week or two to add a fifth webcam to the studio here. That way we have one on each chair.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring one tomorrow, but...
You don't have to.
Someone has already...
Oh, look, there's one here. I think the idea was to swap one of them out for some reason. And then, for whatever reason, it started working again. So, one of these was malfunctioning, and so another one was ordered, and then, look, they're all working now.
Well, the universe has certainly been strange lately. Hell, Satan, here I was needing a webcam, and oh, look, here's a webcam.
Amazing. What else can go right?
This isn't the first thing like this that's happened in the last few weeks. I don't remember what the other one was, but it was something exceedingly coincidental like this.
This is one of those things where, when you find something that's gone right, you want to say, what else can go right? Most people, when things go wrong, they'll cascade things. They're like, oh, this went wrong, that went wrong. What else can go wrong? And inevitably, something will go wrong. This is one of those instances where you're like, hey, something went right. What else can go right? You want to cascade the things that are going right to ride that wave.
Well, I'm generally a positive person anyway. I don't sit around thinking, oh, what else could go wrong? Like the night I got out of jail, I was, hanging out with friends at work saying, hey, it's fine. I mean, it sucks, but it's going to be okay, essentially. And the next night, people came out and hung out, and we chilled. And there's no point sitting around thinking, oh, this is so bad. What's going to happen next? What's the worst that could happen,
There's a whole segment of the population, and that's how they've been for the last over a year.
Oh, yeah.
Living in the doldrums, just everything can kill you at a moment's notice or kill grandma or something's going to get burned down because of, violent, anti-government people who are roaming the streets and, it's sad that it's come to this.
Well, and part of what I'm talking about, too, is something that's known as manifesting. The idea is that what you think about expands. So if you spend your time thinking, negative things, why, then, of course, you're going to attract negative actions and negative things happening to you.
Well, that's a given. I mean, the subconscious is powerful. If someone subconsciously expects to have a bad day, they're going to do little tiny things that they don't even notice throughout that entire day.
Bingo.
To make themselves have a bad day.
So in order to manifest having a good day, you want to catch yourself having things go right and then reinforce that with the question. You're asking the universe, what else can go right?
Well, I don't do either of those. I'm a realist, and I just kind of go through my days knowing that bad things happen, good things happen, and I take them both, and with a grain of salt, sometimes a big old grain of salt, or maybe a glass of wine, you know, on the other side of the road.
My experience has been that more people are able to be negative on a day-to-day basis.
Negativity
than they
is
are
easy.
To be, that's what I'm saying, than they are to be positive. So, like, I like to buck the trend.
To actually be nice, to be a nice person, to be good to your fellow human being, it takes work. You actually have to.
Love. I don't think it does, man.
It does.
I think what Captain was just about to say is right. It's easy to love someone. It doesn't take any effort at all.
Well, what if it's your coworker who you really don't care much for?
I don't have to care for them in order. I don't have to like them in order to love them.
All right. Well, I guess getting along with your fellow human being is different than the type of love that you feel for your fellow human being. I don't really mix the two.
There are plenty of people that I don't like,
amen,
but that I still love and want the best for them.
I have specifically family members that I don't like.
Crazy uncle.
Many different varieties of that kind of a thing, but that doesn't mean that I don't love them and want the best for them. I do. I love them and I do want the best for them. Just because we have personality differences and, you know, we don't see eye to eye on, well, you know, philosophy or whatever, right? You know what I mean? Doesn't mean that I don't have love for these people.
The aspect that I'm taking this is, in order to get along with those individuals takes work.
It
is very easy to walk into the Thanksgiving dinner and that crazy relative who's going to start talking about gun control, it's so easy to just say, you know what, you need to shut your damn mouth. You know, that would be very easy. But in order to keep the peace, you have to settle yourself. You have to think about how you're going to keep this from blowing up. It takes work. It's easy to be nasty.
I handle that by just not dealing with people that I would have to not be nasty around.
Well, that's doing the work.
Like Mitch and... No, it's easy for me to not be around my family. That's super easy. Doesn't take any work whatsoever. It would take work for me to be around them, but to be like, hey, my father's a piece of crap and I don't want anything to do with him, really easy.
I would say it's easier than actually being in a room with them and having to deal with whatever.
I would just leave the room.
But I would say, yeah, well, on your part, that is you keeping the peace. On your own terms, you leave in the room. You know what? This is not going to work. I can't put up with this. I am going to peacefully leave the situation so this doesn't blow up and become something nasty.
Some people are not worth occupying your brain space.
Very true.
Like some folks will, you know, you'll get into some sort of drama with whomever, whether it's your family or friends or whatever, and you'll become consumed with it. And at some point, you have to decide whether or not it's worth you wasting your brain space and your brain time on this individual or individuals.
Yeah.
I had someone, I posted my Calendly link for people to schedule appointments and stuff with me, and some troll was like, oh, I'm going to create a bunch of empty events to waste your time, and I don't understand. It took this person a considerable amount of time to do this, at least 10 minutes, right? And it's going to take me a total of a fraction of a second.
Was there anything
to dismiss
like
them when
super
they pop
creative,
up?
Like you've been invited to like a Smurf convention or something?
No, that would have been awesome.
Wait, hold on. Is this a thing?
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up, man. I just thought, you know,
is this another?
Like if you're gonna troll somebody on their calendar and invite them to like these fictitious events, at least be creative about it.
Is this another wing of the furries that they specifically cosplay Smurfs?
You'll have to ask Papa.
It's not even trolling, though. He did me a favor because now I have empty appointments, which means I have free time coming up.
Congratulations, you've just scheduled yourself a whole bunch of free time.
Right.
And so back to the people are nasty and it's easy to be nasty. There are definitely people out there who love it. they get off on the negativity. These are the same people who watch this, these reality shows on television where people are breaking up constantly and they're bickering and fighting with each other. So there's a segment of the population who get off on this nastiness that I think I'm going to stick with it. It's easier than being nice. Yeah, nastiness is easy.
I agree.
Hopefully we can reach those people and convince them that it's better to live in love than it is to live in hate. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And the captain.
And we do have a new camera here in the studio that is not working as I would like. There's something weird going on with it. Very weird.
It's got a stutter, huh?
Yeah, very weird stutter. But I'm working on it, and
the camera's got a switch impediment.
It's also giving out audio, and that's not correct. Let me go ahead and just get rid of that.
Audio.
So anyway, with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Conan.
And the captain.
I think
again.
I just did that, didn't I?
This is what happens when you're doing, you're clicking buttons, you're turning us, you know, you're switching the show on. You're also playing around with a camera, and you're trying to have a conversation with your listeners.
Because I don't...
Are you really here?
No.
Hey, Aria?
Hey, Captain.
Who's in the studio today? I bet you the listeners are curious who's in the studio today.
Well, hopefully they know by now that we've gone over it twice, or a third time if you guys would like.
No.
Not me either.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, so, new studio. Hopefully it's going to be less twitchy now. I say new studio, new camera.
New camera.
I'm doing,
we don't mind Twitch. It's fine.
I'm doing admin work because otherwise I will be here at the studio after we're doing it, and I have other things I need to be doing that...
Yeah, wine, campfire.
Well, I'm actually... that was not realistic going to...
Did you ever get around to it? And I hope you didn't. Did you install Gothic 3?
Of course not.
Good. Thank you for that. Did you watch a YouTube video professing his nostalgic memories of Gothic 3, and now I don't like it anymore because it's 2021, and there are much better things out there and much better things to do, including music or fixing things.
Don't you normally have like a game thing, Game of the Week or something?
I don't actually. Johnny Ray was a Game of the Week, but he was playing like the apps and stuff. When I play a game, I get my money's worth.
No, but I mean, on the show, don't you usually have a something of the week?
Actually, it's more like a game of the every 3 months, because that's about how long it takes me to get down to the nitty gritty. And last game, the game that I'm playing currently is Enderal. It's a Skyrim total conversion mod.
You're speaking Greek to me.
Most people out there besides the captain know what Skyrim is. It's been out for a long time.
Hold on. You don't know what Skyrim is?
I've seen the game, but I've never played it.
I actually don't miss it. This game, this total conversion, has done such a great job. I'm about 40 hours in. I don't miss Skyrim at all. I never really liked Skyrim. I never really liked it. I never liked the voice acting. I didn't like the characters. I didn't like the plot. I thought it was all kind of hokey. This game has taken this engine, the Skyrim engine, and it's really captured me. And, speaking of Gothic, Aria, it uses a lot of the same talent tree, basically, the way this skill attributions. And surprise, surprise, it happens to be also made by a German company, which I guess makes sense. I'm thinking the Germans, they have a mindset when it comes to their gaming. And this really shows through as very gothic-y. So I definitely recommend it. If you need to play something, I know you got a full plate. But for the listeners out there who want to get back into the huge world with lots of characters, the open world where you can just kind of roam around and do whatever, that's where it's at. And it's free. Hey, you own Skyrim? This is a free mod, and definitely recommend it. Do we have a caller?
We do, but let's carry on with something while I try to fix this.
Yeah, real
thing.
Quick, I wanted, because we've been talking about censorship. I don't know who Steve Cortez is. But he has a Twitter account, at Cortez Steve, C-U-R-T-E-S, and then S-T-E-V-E. According to a tweet from somebody else, Twitter has suspended at Cortez Steve for citing a Stanford study about masks. Here is the actual tweet. Face masks are dirty, dehumanizing, and ineffective. Stanford University study, quote, "The data suggests that both medical and non-medical face masks are ineffective to block human-to-human transmission of viral and infectious disease such as SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19, unquote. And then there's a link to the actual study.
This makes sense. We've been saying this for a whole year.
Now, this goes on to say, we determined this tweet violated the Twitter rules specifically for violating the policy on spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19.
And this was from a Stanford professor who linked a study, and the study conflicted
with... Oh, is he a Stanford professor?
Isn't that what you said?
I have no idea who this guy is.
Okay.
Steve Cortez.
Is he a Fox News guy?
I don't know where I heard Stanford professor.
Well, it's a Stanford University study that he is quoting.
Okay, gotcha.
Right? And his Twitter account was suspended for citing this Stanford study about the masks. Now, in the Stanford study, it says the data suggests that both medical and non-medical face masks are ineffective for the transmission of SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19, quote unquote. So he's quoting an actual Stanford University study. He's provided a shortened link. It's a https://t.co/whatever. So it's a shortened link to the actual study itself. But then Twitter goes on to say, we've determined this tweet violated the Twitter rules specifically for violating the policy on spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19.
Misleading. Yep.
So apparently a Stanford study on the ineffectiveness of masks is misleading information that will get your Twitter account suspended.
I'm not terribly surprised to hear that. I'm not allowed to use Twitter, but I did receive an email from them recently informing me that I have been suspended from their platform. No idea for how long, but it was because I kept going on to Chris Sununu's Twitter and calling him a fag in replies, and eventually Twitter had enough of that, or he reported it or whatever, because he is a sensitive little fag.
Free speech. Snooze? I mean, come on.
Snooze news?
Snooze news.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the worst part about this is, when they do this, there's a whole segment of the population who don't get their news from anywhere else, who are not going to see these ideas. They don't get to see that there are others, there are Stanford studies out there that actually have a different idea than CDC or WHO. So when they have a conversation with me at work or whatnot, and I'm like, yeah, these are the numbers, and they're like, where are you getting those numbers?
Mm.
I'm like, from the CDC. It's on their page. If you actually go through the data, you know, it says outright, 500,000 people have died. 8% of them actually had COVID, or only COVID.
Right.
And everything else was, you know,
something
else and COVID.
Right.
And they're like, well, where did you get that information? Well, CDC. Well, who covered that? Ah, yeah. Somebody who's not on YouTube, somebody who's not on Facebook or on Twitter, because they're not allowed to, because as soon as they do, some guy like Cortez here, they take them down.
Right.
So, I mean, talk about red flags. This is exactly what we were talking about the last segment about censorship.
Yes.
If you take these things down, I immediately see red flags. I'm like, why can't we talk about this?
Yeah.
What are you trying to hide?
And let's just say that this study is wrong. Why should he be prevented from publishing a quote from the study?
Debunk it. If it's wrong, debunk it.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Jurors have begun deliberations in the Derek Chauvin trial, with the former officer charged with murder in the death of George Floyd. Closing statements wrapped up late Monday afternoon as the prosecution and defense made their final arguments. The jury has been sequestered for their deliberations. Chauvin is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. If convicted of the most serious charge, the second-degree murder, The former police officer faces up to 40 years in prison. Ahead of a verdict in the trial, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states as he prepares for possible unrest. In a statement, Walz said that he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has taken the step of activating the Illinois National Guard ahead of possible protests. The governor's office says that Guard members will be positioned in Chicago beginning on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Oklahoma City marked the anniversary Monday of one of the worst terrorist attacks in the country's history. Tim Berg reports.
Today marks the 26th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed at least 168 people and injured more than 600 others. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke at a remembrance ceremony at the Oklahoma City National Memorial.
To commemorate the strength of the community that came together in the face of such great loss, and to celebrate the resilience that makes Oklahoma City a model for communities everywhere.
Just after 9 a.m. Central Time, a rental truck filled with explosives detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols were convicted of the attack. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio that won't censor you as long as you don't say any of the things that we are legally obligated by the FCC to prevent you from saying. 603-283-6160. Feel free to give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Aria. Conan, I keep missing you for some reason.
I'm back. I'm unmuted.
And what's your name?
Conan.
All right, I'm the captain.
Conan the Libertarian.
And we've been talking about censorship here on Free Talk Live because it's something that's, I mean, it's been hitting us a lot lately with...
hitting Conan particularly
as well as, as well as Library. He's having to go through his own issues with the SEC and because of the library tokens that they use to reward their producers or content producers. So it's not just us. It's a lot of people, and if you've been on YouTube and you haven't been under a rock, and your YouTube provider is a little edgy, usually somewhere in their spiel they're like, hey, you know, go follow me on this other platform because YouTube is out. They're collecting scalps, man. My days are numbered.
I've seen that some, but I don't think that's what's really happening. I've noticed that the YouTube prayer has changed. You know, it used to be...
The YouTube prayer?
Yes. When you edit a video, you always like, comment, and subscribe. You know, that was the YouTube prayer.
Okay, all right.
It's changed.
It's the mantra.
Yeah, now it's like, comment, and subscribe. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Join my Discord. Join my Patreon.
So it's grown. It's evolved.
It's grown into this massive labyrinth of things that people say at the end of every video. It's like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
If I want to find you, if I'm not going to join the Discord of this random streamer who I happen to watch occasionally. I have better things to do with my time. But it's certainly expanded, and it's curious to have seen all of that play out.
It's always very humorous to me to watch some, you can tell, a fresh virgin YouTuber. And, you know, maybe because I watch a lot of gardening videos. So you'll have some old grandma or some old granddad. You know, he's doing his third YouTube video, and he goes through the prayer, the mantra. And you can tell it's like the first time he's ever done it, and he's tripping over his own words. And it's humorous.
But for those, I mean, we do it here on Free Talk Live. It used to be, hey, you know, check us out at LRN.FM. Now it's, hey, join the socialist, social.freetalklive.com, and the chat at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's part of the job, actually. I mean,
And it used to be join our Discord at discord.freetalklive.com.
I miss Discord. By the way, speaking of censorship, that was one of the first. It was just like, bam, for whatever reason. And I liked Discord.
Well,
that was
because we upset Snowflake, and he went out of his way to do what he could to hurt Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's too bad that people exist.
Yeah, it is what it is.
He ironically showed Discord.
For the people who are out there watching on video, it actually does help to like, comment, subscribe, and share our content. That's the whole point. We are trying to reach a larger audience, and one of the ways in which we like to do that is with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Money that you use to join the program is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you might consider checking that out. Tonight's amplifier is Libertarian Banker, who is a gold-level amplifier. That means he gives $10 per month to the AMP program.
Is that an oxymoron?
Libertarian Banker? No comment. So he gives $10 per month to the AMP program, and we appreciate that so much. We don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month to get into the program, and you get to join the AMP-only Facebook group and use the AMP-only call-in line and a number of other cool little perks. So, Libertarian Banker, thank you so much for your contributions.
Indeed, thank you.
As far as capitalism goes, I'm going to say banking and real estate are the top tier. They're the top of the list when it comes to capitalist notions.
Sure.
So I would say Libertarian Banker is definitely a thing.
I guess as a qualifier, if I were looking for banking services and I stumbled upon somebody who had a business called the Libertarian Bank, or I'm the Libertarian Banker, I would probably go and see them first.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, standing on my street cred is, I don't know how many other people fought to stay out of prison, being prosecuted actively for 5 years for insisting that certain media venues do not have the right to censor certain speech or certain speakers. The one thing I noticed, I don't know if you have noticed that you have been censored, banned off and on from YouTube and other venues, and I haven't heard you mention it, so I don't know if you've noticed it, but other free speech venues have experienced the same thing from YouTube. Specifically, for instance, if you're familiar with John D. Wells, he's at this very moment under a 3-month ban from YouTube for talking about the things that you're talking about, you know, whether it's a virus or mask or whatever.
How do you get a 3-month ban on YouTube? It goes 1 week, 2 weeks, permanent.
Well, he is banned until May, and that was started a month or two ago. So I don't know the details, but he's banned until May on his channel. He's broadcasting on his wife's channel, Brendy Wells, on YouTube. And so John D. Wells, if you're familiar with him, and then here in Albuquerque, KIVA, Kiva, which on YouTube and elsewhere is their handle, username is Rock of Talk. He is currently banned for a week or two, and this is the second or third time. And at this very moment on K-Talks, which carries your program, KTOX, out of Needles, California, two of their programs, the Afternoon Drive-By, is currently banned from YouTube, and this is the second or third time that has happened. And
there has been a lot of chatter about K-Talks tonight. Like, most of the people watching us on DLive, it seems, are listeners of K-Talks, and now David has mentioned it.
Say that again. What about him?
I don't know. Do you want me to repeat every word I just said? What part did you not?
I didn't hear your last sentence about the K-Talk chatter.
It wasn't important.
Yeah, it's not. That's right. It's not important. It's just two guys. There's a dude out.
No, I mean,
New
their
York.
Show is important, and what they do is important, but what I said was not important.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the dudes that you see talking on your DLive chat, those two are not important, and actually they're pissed at me at the moment because I offended one of their buddies on the radio. So that what they're saying doesn't mean anything. But anyway, and the last one is a second K-Talks program, and you can relate to this, Aria, because that's the Rob Hansen radio program, which is now the Miss Rob Hansen radio program. And if you go to, he's Radio Rob on DLive, and if you go there, you can see a nice photograph of Radio Rob in drag, or in whatever the proper terminology would be, with some female appearance as opposed to the former male appearance. So it's kind of interesting that you have two freedom of speech loving radio broadcasters that both happen to terminology is, transition from male to female or from masculine to feminine, whatever. So anyway, you can see his photograph there on his Radio Rob on DLive under About, if you click on the About section. But anyway, so those are, what is that, five? Pardon?
You can see her photo.
But I'm not going to be held to whatever the proper pronouns are. I'm not playing that game. However it comes out of my mouth is how it comes out of my mouth. So, but anyway, that's you guys, Free Talk Live, two at K-Talk, so that's three. Rock of Talk, that's four. And John B. Wells, that's five. All
yeah, we all know how to count, David. Thank you so much for the call. It's always nice to talk to her. She's such a warm little person up there in New Mexico.
She, yeah.
David, have a good night. So anyway, we've been talking about censorship. Because we are being censored actively. Someone else is being censored on Twitter just for sharing a link to a Stanford study.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we haven't shared any links. I mean, we really don't talk about any medical reasons not to wear a mask or not to get vaccinated or anything like that. We just express that our opinion is of this.
And I bring stats all the time from the CDC. They very blatantly contradict themselves.
Sure, but we're not out here saying, hey, no, don't wear a mask. Masks don't prevent the spread of COVID-19 or anything like that. We just say, hey, we don't want to wear masks. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Talk Radio, you control, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Conan.
Uncensored this time.
Yes.
And the captain.
And just in case you didn't catch that, with you in the studio tonight, it's
Aria.
So.
And Conan.
Might
and
as well.
Conan. And the captain.
So, evidently most of the cams are working, but one of them is now crashing, and I don't know why, so I was hoping to get this sorted out during the show so that I wouldn't have to stay late and sort it out, but I'm going to be staying late to sort it out.
There you go, be a negative. But you are the optimist.
I am the... I mean, it's a fact of reality that I'm going to have to
stay. There you go, that's where I was getting at.
I was hoping not to. I was attempting to manifest that. It is working. All is well.
You didn't say the magic word. You didn't say what else can go right.
Ah, that's it. Yes. The go right prayer, as it seems.
I guess, yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the phones. We got Joe calling from Missouri. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I heard this morning on the radio that our governor here in Michigan is contemplating making the mask mandates permanent.
Sounds like Oregon.
Sounds like Canada.
Virginia.
Yeah. I heard it on the radio this morning, and then I guess the Washington Examiner has picked up on it. But
now, how can the governor make it permanent? The existence of all of these mandates hinges upon the state of emergency.
The executive orders.
She's going to use the state version of OSHA, you know, to enforce it. And basically the only way to change it would be to vote her out of office, and the new governor would have to fire everybody and, you know, implement new policy, I guess. But that's the workaround. She was told by the state Supreme Court last year that her original executive orders were unconstitutional, so she did a runaround using the state health department.
Yeah, that's an argument that is countrywide. You have a lot of people who are going after their governors. Here in New Hampshire, our Filununu is being attacked. I think there's a lawsuit up against him right now for abusing his executive order, just like all of these nut clowns, these power hungry.
There is. I am one of the plaintiffs on that lawsuit.
Good. Can I be added?
it's amazing. Too late.
It's not too late, but if you don't have a business, you may not have
I'm talking about another one. So there's more than one here in New Hampshire.
Ian Freeman, and Malaise Lindenfield of Keene Great are suing the Governor Sununu and the City of Keene.
Good. I'm happy with that.
Well, Sununu's stupid executive order about the mask has expired, so that's likely to be thrown out. But Keene's persists.
Good.
And we're not going to let our suit lapse because this is the precedent that needs to be challenged. Even though it's no longer in effect, it was still unconstitutional and it was still a violation of rights. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Even though municipalities in New Hampshire aren't really allowed to create their own law, how they are able to make this ordinance stick and work is beyond me. And you know what? If anyone was to challenge it, guess what? It wouldn't stick because you can't. Keene cannot make its own laws like this.
Well, the good news is we are challenging it.
Good.
Yeah, we just have to, of course, wait for due process of, the entity known as government.
Get around to it. Here we are in lockdown, and it's harder than ever to get these things passed. Joe, what is the boots on the ground feeling about this nonsense extension of the mask mandate in Michigan? How are your people feeling about it?
I just heard about it this morning. I'm sure once the news will get out, I don't think she's going to win re-election. I mean, she might, but if she wins re-election, I'm out of here, dude. I'm not living like this. These people, they're power hungry. This is insanity.
Come to New Hampshire.
Come to New Hampshire.
It's pretty. Yeah, here we are complaining about our own governor.
Well, your governor don't sound much better than my governor.
Oh, he is certainly not.
He's loosened up a little bit. He's picked the boot up off our throats a little bit.
I will say that other than the brief shutdown of all of the bars and restaurants and stuff, and other than the mask mandate, his executive orders have been extremely innocuous. You wouldn't even know they had happened, except for those two things, the mask mandate and the closing of the bar for like 3 weeks
and the schools. Of course, I don't follow the schools all that much. But Joe, where are you going to go, Texas? Because all the liberals are going there. They're going to screw that place up. The next two decades, the next two generations, that whole state's going to be California. So where are you going to go?
I didn't find the most free state because I'm not living with somebody. You got one person, and nationwide, we have a few hundred people in D.C. basically.
Joe, I can narrow it down for you.
Our lives, man.
Yeah, I can narrow it down for you. The top two most free states, that's civil liberties. Generally speaking, they alternate between top one and top two, is New Hampshire and Florida. Those are the top two.
And Florida is nasty. Mosquitoes, swamps, and you got to live with Florida Man.
I don't like humidity, man.
Humidity's nasty, yes.
Well, and real quick, while we're on the subject, we did cover this, I believe, yesterday on the show, but Portland, Oregon, as states around the country lift COVID-19 restrictions, Oregon is poised to go the opposite direction, and many residents are fuming about it. Top health official is considering indefinitely extending rules requiring masks and social distancing in all businesses in the state. So making the mask mandate and the social distancing permanent in Oregon.
Anti-social distancing.
Yeah, Oregon is off your list, that's for sure.
Didn't you used to live in Oregon?
No, I lived in Washington.
Oh, okay.
Same thing, right? They're raining all the time. People commit
it's
a lot
like
of suicide.
It's like saying Massachusetts
suicide.
And New Hampshire are the same thing.
That's a good comparison because Massachusetts sucks.
Yes, it does.
I drove through it one time and never doing it again.
I've driven through it a few times, but I prefer not to be there.
Yeah,
I think Connecticut's worse, to be honest.
Just seeing all of those.
Aren't all the New England states the same, Conan?
Except New Hampshire, which
that's like saying Florida and Georgia the same. They're not. But you know what? Leaving New Hampshire and going into Massachusetts, and it's just all of a sudden you see all these signs that you are leaving New Hampshire. Buckle up. Put your helmets on. No guns. No ammo.
Right,
make sure your helmet is on.
Quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah, you see the blinking sign that they have set up there. It's like, yeah, you guys suck.
Yeah, you don't get any of that coming into New Hampshire. You'll be more likely to see a breath of fresh air coming into New Hampshire. You're entering New Hampshire. Good luck.
The first thing you see is the liquor store.
Well, I guess it depends on where you come in from.
State-run
liquor store because they make so much money off of you out-of-staters. Tax-free.
It's sickening.
Sales tax-free.
It's still some of the cheapest alcohol around.
I beg to differ. In Seattle, Washington is known as one of the most expensive cities in the United States. Alcohol was less expensive because they didn't have state-run stores.
I think the hard liquor here in New Hampshire is very cheap. Now, beer, I think that's one of the first things, like, because I went from Florida to Tennessee
but
to
beer
here.
But beer isn't state-run.
Beer is reasonable.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe there's some kind of weird shenanigans taking place where the alcohol is being subsidized. I don't know. All I know is they make a lot of money on it.
I enjoy a very specific Irish whiskey called Redbreast. They have the 12 and the 15 years, generally the most available of the two varieties of the specific whiskey.
And price comparison to other states?
Price comparison to other states, it's a good $20 per bottle more here than it was in Seattle, Washington.
Well, I'm a cheap drinker, so I don't really know. I guess I've only bottom shelf.
Now, a 15-year bottle is like $100, so you know, you do the math.
Maybe because of competition. Maybe everyone else is drinking up the same stuff because you've come to the right place where.
See, I'm always
hung up is Redbreast
at a lot of bars, and that's a lot of what I'm basing my price on.
I've never seen Redbreast at a bar here in New Hampshire, and I've been to a.
Well, I don't order that. I get like Long Island iced teas and stuff like that, and.
Jameson's my go-to.
Here, they're $4 a drink in most places, or cheaper. Whereas in Mississippi, it was like $7, $8 a drink.
Yeah, that's how it was at the bars in Seattle. It was like $8, $10 for a shot.
Yeah, if you could drink the lower shelf stuff.
A shot of Smirnoff vodka is only like $4.
It's cheap here.
It is, like, in the bars, it is much less expensive to drink here.
But you know what?
On the West Coast. But when you go to the liquor store to buy your bottles for your home use and or consumption, I find the price to be higher.
Well, I have removed that middleman from my life. I brew my own.
You have, and I'm going to start brewing my own.
I got the equipment for you this evening.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so
much. All you need is some juice and some sugar. I got some yeast for you, and I got your brewing bucket and...
Carboy?
Exactly. Everything you need. All you need to figure out is if you're going to go apple or grape.
Oh, it's going to be grape for sure.
You're in town. You're in business.
I like my red wines.
And keep your house warm. We talked about this.
It
can't be cold like my house. Otherwise, the Yeasties won't do their thing. They'll just sit there and hibernate.
Yeah. Well, I definitely keep my house warm enough. Hey, thanks for listening. It's been an awesome show. We'll be back same time tomorrow, 7 days a week. This is Free Talk Live. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, social media.
There's the mantra.
All of that stuff. Well, you got to say something as you end the show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.